The biggest battle we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment podcast, we will share concepts, universal laws, and interviewing individuals who have done just that, who have gone through the dark times and through those moments allowed their light to shine bright. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast and taking this journey with me as we discover different avenues to break through those limits, expand your reality, and evolve into the person you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Today's podcast is brought to you by Athletic Greens, the most comprehensive daily nutritional beverage I have ever tried. There's so much going on in life, and there's a need for good nutrition for your body. You have to support. When you give yourself good nutrition, you give your mind the same thing. And being a chiropractor and preaching and educating individuals on health on a consistent basis, I'm always looking for something that can help meet my demands and needs for my body from a nutritional standpoint so that I can continue to thrive in every aspect of my life, no matter what I do. And this is where I like Athletic Greens. It comes in, it's full spectrum nutrition, it's life-changing. They have an all-in-one superfood powder that hits your nutritional essence. It has things that I truly enjoy, like mushrooms and greens and antioxidants and other factors that I can get in, probiotics and prebiotics and so much more. It is one of the things with all the best things that they have put into the shake. So one taste of this Athletic Greens contains up to 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, a multimineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and so much more to give you that gap, right? That's why they call them supplements. So it gives you that gap to help you with that aspect. And for me, especially when I'm on the road, this is my go-to to truly help give me my body and everything that I need to thrive in every aspect that I can. And what's great about the product is it's a lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, and contains less than 1 gram of sugar without compromising on its taste. And I must say, the taste is something that I was impressed with because I've taken a lot of different green products in my life. Again, I've been doing nutrition for 21 years, and this is one product that got the taste right, even with all the good, which I was shocked to see that. And right now, what Athletic Greens is doing is they're doubling down on supporting your immune system during these times. And what they're offering is a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Visit athleticgreens.com/mindful and get your free year of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs. This show is sponsored by Empower Your Reality. Empower Your Reality is an online consciousness school that is designed to help you elevate the mind, raise your consciousness, your vibration, to attract and create the reality of what it is that you desire. At Empower Your Reality, we have books, we have online classes, you can find the podcast here on there, and other things that can help you elevate and truly learn the art and the science of creating the reality of what it is that you want to experience in your life. So for more information to check out all that we're up to and what we're doing, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. Now, back to the show. What up, guys? It's Dr. Vic, and you're listening to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. As each week, I come out and share something that can be inspiring, something to help you level up, raise your consciousness level, your vibes, shift perspective, focus, concentration, something to allow you to experience more, to shift. Because if we can shift the mind just a slight, even a smallest fraction of a percentage, it changes vastly your reality and your experience of this life. In this episode, there's something that I know I've been seeing within my own personal life and business and professional and with clients and so forth. And it's something that I was like, man, this is a good one to share. If you're in my Discord group, you're seeing these things and you'll see where my inspiration comes from. And sometimes I'll, you know, share some thought-provoking kind of concepts, some life-shifting concepts, and so much more. You have access to join it. It's in the show notes, so check it out. I post a ton of content on there, health-related and mindset-related, just to help. It's free content. This is where I like to share a lot because, unfortunately, in social media world today, a lot of things are censored or certain information gets through the algorithm, blocks it, and doesn't let it get to the mass amount of people. Like on my personal Facebook page, I have 5,000 people on there. But when I put a post, it sometimes, depending on the post, will get massive attraction. And then when it comes to more things that go against a narrative or it's thought provoking, I get minimal to none attraction, attention to it. So usually that's the algorithm playing a role. So that's why I like Discord. You get access to it all, no matter what I'm doing. You could check it out when you like. So link is below in the show notes. Get check that out and so forth. But in today's episode, this is something that we've went through. COVID was a great example of this. This is where you've heard me talk about this throughout this last year about that, you know, hey, it's all about where your perspective is. Don't let the fear kick in, because when you let fear come, it kills and robs your life. It lowers your vibration. It can cause disease and so many other things. Fear is the opposite of love. So it's the absence of, it's not the absence. Well, it is the absence of love, but it's really the essence of the lack of who we really are. So it's less of who we are. When we let less of who we are shine, then all of a sudden it opens the door for fear to come in. It's just like when you have light in a room, when you start to dim it, darkness, it starts to get darker. We're allowing darkness to come because there's the absence of light. And so it's the same thing with heat, cold, health, all this. This is just the law of duality playing its role. But one thing I want to share, and this is what I share with a lot of my clients, is that, you know, when COVID came, it was a great opportunity to expand and explode in anything that you're doing. And anything that you were doing. And a lot of, some people think I'm crazy when I say this. And when I say a lot of my clients are doing very well for themselves, I've had clients shift professions in the middle of COVID. I've had clients who've had their businesses. That's it. They can't operate anymore. So we had to get creative and look at different perspectives and look at different aspects of them, right? Not thinking outside like a business coach would and be like, hey, we're going to do this kind of concept and this and that. I mean, I have some of that to help with, but it was more of working on the individual and their values and what their vision is of purpose. And when you link that up, man, everything just rides with it because the vibes are high. And when your vibration's high, you become more of a magnet to attract more. And so in the concept, this is a fact of life. No matter what happens, you're always going to go through hardship before the level up. It's just the way it is. I didn't make these rules. A lot of times people say it doesn't have to be that way. Well, it may not have to be that way. I mean, there's infinite potential, right? You're talking to someone who understands the observer effect very well. And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, that's a quantum mechanics principle that what they did is they did an experiment and they looked at when an observer is looking at something, what happens? And is there a shift or a change in the experience of what the observer is looking at? And long story short, when the observer is looking, it's a massive difference compared to when we're not. And so we, consciousness alters matter or experience. So it's perspective of how we see things. And so hardship will always come before the level up. It's like when you're going to cook something, you got to put a ton of heat, right? Got to heat things up. And then you can put, let's say if you're going to cook a steak, you want to sear a steak nicely on a pan. Well, you're going to have to heat up the pan really nice and then put the steak on there. If you're going to boil some pasta, you got to get the water boiling, raging hot before you put the pasta in there. You always have to create heat before transformation. I want you guys to think of yourself as like an entity, like a metal, okay? A metal that's malleable. You can choose whatever you want, but it has to be malleable. Some people are like 24 karat gold, not the value, just the how moldable you are. You're very adaptable to life and you can handle things so much better. And then some of you are like, I don't know, iron. I think that's a hard metal. And so it's harder to mold, higher temperatures and things like that. I may be wrong on temperature, so please don't critique me on this. I am no expert when it comes to that. But it's just the concepts of no understanding the principles that certain metals are easier to change and shift. Some metals are a lot harder to do that. And so it's where you are along that metal, but always knowing that when you got to heat things up and then you're ready to mold a little bit more to where you want to go or who you want to become or how you want to show up or maybe a whole revamp on your life. But the hardships are always going to be there and they come in many different ways, but your emotions will always guide you in that way because you're going to have some anger, frustration, resentment. You get some, when you get angry, you may get annoyed, you get frustrated. There's those lower vibe energy emotions. And that's usually something to show that, or you have worry and anxiety and you're, why isn't this happening faster? And it's all the cooking process. Okay. Law of gender talks about that. Everything has a gestational period. Everything in the universe has a gestational period. So you have to understand that there's a time that things take before it happens. That's why I got away from goals because I wanted to have $1 million practice in 3 years. I had a mapped out plan of how I was going to massively grow to get there. I had all these things. And what I realized is that I stressed myself out so much. I was so not feeling the zest and joy and appreciation of what I was doing and the honor of being able to do what I do. And because I was so focused on the goals, having to have to be at that point or else it wasn't good enough. And I was a failure and all these other things. And it took a while for me to finally go, you know what? I literally, I remember I was talking to my coach at the time and I said, we talked about not looking at my numbers or nothing at all. And I went 6 months without knowing. I didn't know what my practice was doing. I didn't know how things were. I just know when I had to pay things and that was it. And I just did not pay attention. I had to get myself out of that zone, learn to trust the process and learn just to be immersed in the journey and the beauty of what I'm doing. And I will tell you in those 6 months, it transformed me to where now I don't let numbers, you know, there's certain metrics I look at to make sure how the health of the business, what are we doing? How are we moving forward? You know, I have to be a businessman as much as I have to be a doctor too, because if I'm successful in business, I can help serve more people. And it's the same thing in my mindset coaching. If I'm successful in my mindset coaching, I can help more people. If I'm successful in the podcast, I can help get this message out to more people. So it's the same concept there. And so looking at that, you know, there was a lot of struggles, a lot of hiccups. I was getting frustrated and burnt out, exhausted. Didn't know why. But what I learned is that every time I get frustrated or I get annoyed or I don't want to sit in this moment, right? I wrote a book on all this, guys, called The Walk in the Dark. But it's one of the things where I'm human. So I still go through these processes. I just become aware of them a lot faster. And so there's times where the uncomfortable feeling happens, right? Like you see an investment. This happened to me just a month ago where all of a sudden out of the blue, I check my investment. Wow, doing great. I look a week later, it drops like 60%. And I'm going, what happened? Like, no. And then all the old thoughts come, you're a failure. Look at this. You didn't do this one. I'm like, no, what happened here? And, you know, it happens. Thankfully, it's just a very minute, small of my portfolio. But it's one of those things where, you know, you just have to be like, you know what? It is what it is. This is just to me to get prepped, get refocused on my values, get shift, make sure I'm doing things the way I want to do them. And then we'll go forth. And usually when I get my mind centered like that, then a month or two, 3 months later, I'm going, wow, I'm up, you know, 50, 60% now. And it's amazing how things will bounce back. And so there's things in life that are going to happen. But remember this, you got to go through the hard shit in order to know that you're going to be leveling up. When you're going through the hard times, you know that's a preparation for leveling up. It's just the way it works. It's how the universe works with us and how it lets us know where we are with things. So next time you're looking at yourself in maybe a situation in a relationship or maybe financially or maybe in business or maybe with your family or your kids, always understand that if you're having struggles and it's frustrating, those are the hard times to teach you something. And instead of resisting, right? In my book called The Walk in the Dark, I talk all about what is the true essence of suffering, what is the cause of all suffering, and it's resistance. And when you resist it, you're only allowing that problem to exist longer and longer and perpetuate even longer. And so the concept is if you can understand the surrender and just shift your perspective, here's one of my mindset hacks I love teaching. If you can just look at it in a different lens and say, like when my wife and I get an argument, okay, this is a prime example. In the moment, I may not be saying this to myself. Most of the time I'm not. But afterwards I am where I'm like, wow, okay, where are we not seeing things? Where's the miscommunication? But also what's the level up we're going to have from this? How are we going to level up now from that? right? And so I'm always looking for the level up. Is it, how is it going to bring us closer? Is it clearing up some of our miscommunication with each other so we can be better communicators, so we can understand each other better? And there's different variables to this. And I will look at it from that realm. And then when things solve, then it's like, okay, great. Here's how we're going to level. And we implement it. And it's amazing how it helps us. And so before I, you know, years ago, I was, when arguments came up, it used to stress me out. I didn't want to have the argument, because I thought arguments were not great. Sometimes I felt like they're needed, but I didn't know how to, I would go through it. And then I wouldn't use the lesson to learn and grow and evolve to be better. And it took years to practice and master this. And thankfully, I have a very patient wife with this. But it's one of those things where over time now, I've learned, and it's every aspect of life. Whenever you're going through the struggle, know that you're getting ready for a level up. And know that it's, and sometimes you may even feel like you're taking a step back. That's okay. Sometimes you have to reevaluate things before you get ready for that. Your body, your nervous system does the same thing. There's a part of the nervous system called the parasympathetic nervous system, or I call it the brake pedal system. And what that does is that it's your reset button. It's what slows things down, gets things back to balance and center before it has to go to the next level. And so it's the same, or not next level, just the next stimulus that has to come in where we shift gears neurologically. But the concept is that you do this in your life, then all of a sudden you're creating massive transformation. And then you see the game of life. You see how it's a game. It's not as stressful. It's not as serious. It's just, hey, I'm going through this time. I know this is prep work. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I know that if as long as I do continue to do the work, I will get to that other side and it'll create massive transformation in my life. And so that is the key concept. If you get anything out of this podcast, that is what I want to give to you guys today. So check this out. Let me know what you think. Throw some comments down. Let me know what was your biggest takeaway. If you're checking this out on YouTube. And if you are listening, a subscriber to the podcast, I want to thank you. But if this is your first time, let us know what you think of the podcast. Throw some likes up there. Check out some of the other podcasts. And come join us on social media and so forth. Everything's in the show notes. Get a free mindfulness week with me. Again, that's in the show notes and so much more. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And as always, I'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. For past shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you on the journey to rediscover who you really are. To connect with us on Facebook, please visit www.facebook.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. Check us out on Twitter. The handle is DrVic21. Follow us on Instagram, www.instagram.com/DrVicManzo. If you were inspired by the podcast, pay it forward by sharing it with someone who you know can benefit from it. Thank you again for listening to the Mindful Experiment podcast, sharing paths to help you rediscover your infinite potential.